Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
And I'm David. And this week I tried a BJ.
A BJ? We tried on a bikini bar.
And also, you know, cocktail of the week, this drink's drug term, hey bartender, much more.
Welcome to the live chat room.
Oh, in the chat room. Hey, chat room.
Yay, our beloved chat.
Love the chat room. Also, if you want to get a hold of us and you're not in the chat room, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. You can talk to us. In fact, we got an adventure from some folks.
We did, our first adventure submitted.
So someone else's adventure.
So after you hear this adventure, you're gonna wanna submit yours. So
right.
Stay tuned.
We're also on iTunes. Search Las Vegas Pub Crawl. There we are. We got a new 5-star review.
We did, from Rich 0.0. Thank you.
0.0. Thank you, Rich.
Either way.
Yeah, whatever. And what else do we do? That's it, right?
That's
iTunes,
all.
Live chat. Follow us on Twitter.
we're
the LV Locals. Just do the LV Locals. That's
yes,
us.
Yes.
Before we get to the drug term of the week, drug term of the week and cocktail of the week, something occurred to me.
What's that?
Yesterday, I'm going to save it for the adventure because it has to do with the adventure.
Okay.
It's kind of a little romance story I have about Las Vegas, but I'll tell as we do this.
Aw, yes. I can't wait to hear.
Well, you will hear it.
Okay.
But first, let's do it.
Our favorite segment.
Cocktail of the week. This week's cocktail of the week, and you'll see why here in a little bit, is called a bikini cocktail.
Yes, a bikini, and it has a very special ingredient.
Milk.
Fortified with vitamin D.
Ugh. We normally avoid the milk, but let's show the ingredients here. It's pretty simple. Light rum, lemon, lots of vodka. Only a half shot of milk, though. Teaspoon of sugar, and makes the medicine
lemon
go down. And some lemon. So you're going to tell me what to do. What am I doing? I'm icing up here.
All right, baby. So you're going to make two at a time?
I'm going to make two.
Okay. So I'm doubling the recipe here. So it's 2 ounces of light rum.
2 ounces of light rum.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
4 ounces of vodka.
I like the sound of that. 4 ounces.
It's a lot.
Well, it's two drinks, right?
Yes. Right. It's a strong one, though.
Two. These aren't ounces, by the way. These are ounces and a half, but whatever.
Okay, 1 ounce of milk.
Ooh.
Milk is good for you.
I guess. Does the body good. All right.
Okay.
Good. Now my...
2 teaspoons of sugar.
So you think I should just do a whole sweet and low?
Yeah. Because we like ours extra sweet.
And we like to watch our calories. With that vitamin D milk we just put in there.
Throwing us over the top. And the juice of a lemon.
Now I'm using synthetic lemon.
Yes.
This is lemon from the future.
It is. So just add 2 squirts of that. That's probably
plenty.
Good. Plenty. And then you just shake it.
Shake and strain.
And strain.
All right.
Don't spill that milk.
No, I don't.
It's going to stink up the studio.
They go into a cocktail glass. Milk, we usually avoid milk tricks, but it had such little milk that I don't think I didn't mind. Yeah.
And if you have a lemon peel, of course you'd do a garnish.
Oh, garnish, yeah. This thing always scares me. So. I just don't want to pop it off and...
And strain.
Yeah. Wow. It's foamy goodness.
Okay, and while you're straining, I have a drunk term.
Oh, yes, what
is it? So this week's is a treading lager, so it's a play on treading water.
Right.
And it's actually, let's see, it's substituting beer for hard liquor to avoid getting too drunk.
Oh, we do that.
So you're treading lager, just kind of hanging out, drinking the beer.
Treading lager.
Yeah, we do that sometimes until I get too full of beer. Yeah. It's like,
And actually, I always get kind of more buzzed off beer, as a matter of fact. Boy, I made way too much of that.
Anybody else want a little sip?
You know what this is?
A studio audience would like a little sip.
You know what I think I did? We're using these casino glasses.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we got them by ill means, but these are the kind.
These are the ones
you get at the casino that we happen to maybe walk out with.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I know. So we can
run up here.
And let's try it.
All right.
To a bikini. Treading lager, though, by the way. We have done that.
We've done that. It's actually comes in quite handy.
That's not bad. Boy, it's strong, though. Oh. Wonder why they call it a bikini.
I don't know. I still don't know, but it's pretty common.
Yeah, recipe. No, it's a very, very popular drink. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Scott,
maybe.
Scott likes to call it breast milk. Oh, that's a, yes. Yes.
Oh.
Unless it's the bottom bikini. That's something else.
Oh, it's a bikini bottom. All right, now that we have our drink, shall we jump in?
Let's jump.
Pop Call Adventure.
Oh, that's strong.
This tastes like burning.
It tastes like burning and then lemons.
So, I had so much fun this weekend, which we'll go into a little bit of the fun we had, that yesterday at work, everybody knows it's Wednesday right now.
Yesterday, think about that.
Well, no, but yesterday was Tuesday. Bear with me. Go on the journey with me, ladies and gentlemen. I was driving back from Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. I had a cold, sick. It's a long way home. It was night. I worked all day in Los Angeles. I'm driving home, and I had about 3 hours left of a four-hour trip, and I started to get that. I'm really tired. I just want to be home. And I started to get that kind of panicked. How am I going to do this? I just want to go home. I just want to go home. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I almost, you know, I had the same feeling yesterday at work when I realized it was only Tuesday.
Aww.
And I was like, there's
no way.
Not
even halfway through the week.
No, there was no way I'm going to get through the week. I'm like, I want the weekend to happen so bad. I had so much fun last weekend that I was almost like freaking out. Like, it's only Tuesday at noon. What am I going to do? You know, I have to wait like days. And then right now, in fact, we were getting ready tonight. And I said, okay, well, tomorrow's Thursday night. Then that's it. Friday night's the next night.
All right. Whew. Almost home for you.
About time. Jeez. So what we did was we woke up.
It's kind of starting to do some chemical reaction.
It should, because it's got lemon and milk. It should curdle, but it's, I don't know. Anyway, I'm starting to grow on
it's
me.
Like a cloud.
We woke up on Saturday, went to a buffet. Not the buffet that was recommended on last week's show. We should have done that.
We should have, but then we were driving around looking for an egg place, an egg restaurant.
There's lots of egg restaurants.
Or a bagel place, and we just ended up driving aimlessly until
we ended up in Green Valley, and then we got
the buffet there, which is okay.
It was all right. It was a Sunday brunch. We left there, headed out to do some shopping. Had to head to the Indian market, because I was out of tandoori powder.
Yep.
It's important. Went to Buffalo Exchange.
We've talked about before. We just get really killer cheap clothes.
Right. That's the best way to put it. Killer cheap clothes. But about a block down, we found, you saw it as we drove by, it was Mustang.
Mustang Exchange, and they're new. It's another used, really cool, like high-end clothing.
Awesome.
But actually, even better price than Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, not as big of a selection, though.
Yeah, but they have really cute stuff. And it's on, what is it, Maryland?
Maryland, and they're all between Crop and Flamingo.
Yeah, kind of right over by the college, but
yeah, right
really,
the
really
college.
Cool stuff.
I got a new sweater. You got a new pink shirt.
I got a pink shirt.
I mean, we got all kinds of, we bought it. Nothing makes you start off your day like buying a couple pieces of clothing. And what the good thing is, you buy cheap clothing, now your day is already kicking butt, because you think you know, and we did the same thing. We went and got dressed in the car.
All right, change our clothes in the car and we go.
That's so fun. And then head it out. I mean, that's such a fun thing to do. And when you go to these used places, it's not expensive to do that. I mean, the shirt was like $8 or $12. It's like, okay, that's not much to get your day started. So from there we went to Bikini Bar.
Yes, which is the first stop in our adventure.
Right. Now, Bikini Bar is on the way to Chinatown, but it's really right off the freeway.
It's on Spring Mountain.
Spring Mountain, which if you know, Spring Mountain's right here. Spring Mountain will take you right in. That's the Wynn and Venetia are on Spring Mountain. Treasure Island and the Mall. Mm-hmm. That's all Spring Mountain and the Strip. This is right over the freeway, right there. Bikini Bar. Why is it called Bikini Bar?
Well, because all of the hot women in there wear bikinis, of course.
Is that why it's called that?
Yes. Why else? Why do you think it's called that?
I don't know, but I didn't.
I thought he had some inside. No, all the chicks are wearing bikinis. I mean, I don't know.
There was one girl wearing a bikini.
There's actually three bartenders that work there, though.
But we've only seen one, and we've been twice.
We're just lucky, I guess.
Maybe it is.
See the same one. Our studio audience member saw this girl. What'd you think? See?
Okay.
I got thumbs up.
So, this wasn't Sunday because we saw the band. We went twice. We went on Friday and saw the band Rock Karma.
Rock Karma, which is their house band, which is actually a pretty good band.
You know what?
It's a rock band.
It's a classic rock band that I'm going to give props to because they were really good.
And their drummer was awesome because he got up and started playing harmonica.
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, he was awesome.
They're just a classic rock band. When the bands are playing, it's $5 to get in.
Yep, and we were like, what, $5?
The guy said the perfect thing you could say to me. It all goes to the band.
It's for the band.
We don't keep a cent. And I'm like, then here's
six. We support musicians, so right. Okay.
Yeah, here's six bucks then. The Don't Break the Seal.
Yes.
That's a great thing they do there.
So it's Friday after 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It says on their sign it's 10 o'clock.
But
it's kind of random whenever the manager decides to start this game.
Right. Have you ever heard of Don't Break the Seal? If you haven't heard of Don't Break the Seal, this is awesome. What happens is, at a certain time, the bartender will go, all right, don't break the seal. Now, every drink is a dollar. All beers are a dollar. Everything is a dollar.
Any drink.
Not top shelf. Not the Bikini Bar had any top shelf. But if they did, they didn't. I mean, Jack is about as good as it gets. But either way, buck a drink until someone either leaves or goes to the bathroom.
Opens a door.
You cannot open a door.
Yeah. People can come in, but you can't leave.
You can come in, but you can't go out.
That is awesome.
So they go, all right, don't break the seal, and all the doors are shut.
And as soon as they said that, of course, guess who has to go to the bathroom?
Who has to pee?
I wasn't the one that killed the deal, but still, I'm like, I gotta go now.
It's like, went. We were planning on it.
I don't think I really had to go just because I knew I couldn't go.
Right. I think it's a really fun idea. So drinks are a buck. So as soon as someone's like stomping around, like, I gotta pee, everyone's like, no, let me order two more. I mean, you can only order at a time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great game. It's a great late night bar game. Everybody's drunk. It's just packed in there. And it's not really packed, but it's, it's fairly jumping.
It was getting packed throughout the night. They also have on Friday nights $20 wristbands for draft all night and then a $2 military.
I like
drinks.
That.
And ladies half price if you wear a bikini.
I think it should be free if you wear a bikini, though.
Maybe half price for guys if they were.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bikini Bar, I think if a girl actually wears a bikini to your bar, they should drink free. Come on, half price. The drinks are only like $3 anyway. What, are they giving you $1.50 for the bikini? Come on.
Yeah, because I didn't see any other girls besides bartenders wearing the bikinis.
No gaming and no food.
That's
really rare for this town. It was okay. I mean, it was like, it's smoky. It's a little dirty.
It's a cool spot. They've got different kinds of music too. They've got a
blues band.
I'd like to go check out.
We're only recommending it because it's really cool and it's really close. I mean, Spring Mountain. You could walk to it literally if you wanted to from, say, Treasure Island. I mean, it's just right over the freeway. It's really cool. That was Bikini Bar. I give it a 7.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah.
Now,
6.5 maybe.
Oh, see, here we go. Did you guys watch last week when she did this?
I have to nitpick. I got to go 0.5. Sorry. All right.
This is growing on me, by the way.
It gets better as you get deeper here.
I think the three shots of booze help.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, now. Wait, you know what that was?
Is it time for you to get?
Did you? You ever play track and field, the arcade version?
Oh, you have to go to.
Remember, you had to like go like this and run, go like this and run. But if you brought a pencil. You could do this and do the run buttons. And
cheater, cheater.
Yes. I'm from the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. We know how to play track and field. Okay. now, I tried a BJ.
You tried a BJ.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I give it a thumbs up.
You like it?
I like
good.
It.
I liked it, too.
Oh. BJ's is in one of the best. BJ's tap was a cocktail lounge.
BJ's Cocktail Lounge.
Maybe one of the best locations for an independent bar in the city. It's on the corner of Koval and Trop. Now, Koval, if you know, is the street that takes you back behind to Ellis Island, back behind.
Access to everything.
Access to everything. That's the street between Paradise and the Strip. One of the best streets in the world. It's on the corner, right behind the MGM. That's the best way to think of it. It's across from Hooters, across from behind MGM. It's a little independent bar slash restaurant slash
liquor store.
Oh my God. I'm just going to give my take, then you can go to your notes because you take meticulous, accurate notes.
I'm a fact person. It's me. Go on.
Okay. The location's awesome, great parking. The decor is amazing. The drink specials you'll go into are amazing. I am sold. It's a weekly. This turned into a weekly. This is going to be a...
It's weird because we never stopped in there before because we thought it was BJ's, the pizzeria place.
Back in California, we had a place called BJ's and they served pizza.
And it was kind of just like a restaurant.
Just like a regular kind of...
We're like, that's a BJ's.
It's like a Chili's.
Yeah, so we ignored it. I'm glad we stopped in there.
We went because some friends were having a party there. Then we liked it, so we went back, did a full review. Absolutely flabbergasted.
Very good. And this is actually one of two locations right now. They've also got BJ's West.
If you're a tourist, don't even concern yourself with BJ's West. It is somewhere like you drive out to the desert and there's mountains.
But for locals who live out on the west side, there's another one.
Yeah, but if you live out there, it's way out.
Too far away.
Don't even worry about it.
Just come to this one.
Who cares? Koval and Trop, right behind MGM. Take it away.
Okay, let's see. The happy hour is Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. All mixed drinks are $3 and $2 domestic drafts.
Awesome.
And they've got game deals, which we were there for.
Game deals meaning there was a basketball game on, so the beers were $2.
$2. What else? You can get beer buckets for domestic for $13.75. And they've also got a late night deal Sunday through Thursday, 12 a.m. to 8. Half off all appetizers, house wine, and signature drinks.
Yep.
And let's see. Oh, they got a ladies card deal, which I like. I always love those. Local ladies, 25% off.
Right, always, all the time, all day, all night. Okay, a little bit of the aesthetic.
That one, and then there's that one other deal, that great deal.
What?
For work parties.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Okay.
Everybody that works there is a girl. Everybody that works there is hot.
There's one guy we heard, one bartender.
Oh, you gotta rain on my parade? Jeez, do you see what I gotta deal with?
That's true.
Oh.
There's one boy.
Pissing my Cheerios. I mean, can I not have the thought of it's all girls?
What happened to the romance?
Oh. So, it's all girls. They all wear bustiers. They're all attractive. They're all really nice.
Very nice.
They have pool tables. You're literally, this is a daytime place for me because they've got pool tables, a lot of seating areas, and you're literally watching the traffic on Tropicana coming out of the airport. Right there. It's like it's packed out. It's really cool. And the liquor store, great. If you're coming out of the airport, you're going to go buy it anyway. Pick up a bottle of booze. Get a couple drinks. Get a bottle of booze. Take it back into your hotel room. I mean, it's just, I'm sold on this.
Yeah, place. Do not buy booze in your hotel casino.
No way.
You'll get ripped off.
Yeah, buy it there. I don't even know how much it is. It doesn't matter. It's cheaper than it is in the hotel. Great place.
Do they have a corkage fee? Can you buy booze in the liquor store and then bring it into the bar?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure you can't drink it.
Probably.
But I'm sure you can. If it's connected, it's their liquor store. It's been there for how long? 30 years, something?
30 years, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those old places.
Yeah, the original owner left the business to his two daughters, so it's all actually a female-owned business now,
right.
Too.
And they were smart enough to hire chicks. And they work at both locations. And the one dude.
And the one guy.
That we don't even know exists.
Oh, that was a question, though.
Right, well,
point of interest to me.
I highly recommend it. We're going to go there a lot. I think it's a great on-the-way-out spot. Because to let you know, when we go to the Strip, we usually wrap around the back of Hooters, down to that speed trap, by the way, behind Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 25-15 zone, do 15. And we come out of Koval. We always go that way when we're heading out into the Strip. It's right in the corner. We could stop in there for a quick BJ.
Yes.
And then...
Or a long BJ.
I highly recommend it. The deal is.
Yes.
You tell the deal.
Okay. So, unless you want to tell it. So if you, there's like, if you want to have an after work party and you've got 10 or more people.
Doesn't have to be after work.
After work, whenever work is, who cares?
Doesn't have to be work related.
If you want to have a party,
right,
it should be work. And you've got 10 or more people,
right,
call in ahead of time and tell them you're coming.
24 hours in advance.
24 hours in advance, and you'll get 50% off.
Wait.
Of
say that
everything.
Slower.
50% off your entire bill. So that's alcohol, food.
All you have to do is call 24
give
hours
them notice.
In advance.
And if you have a little bit less people, they'll also cut you a deal. It may not be 50% off, but it could be, you know, 25% off, or maybe
apps or whatever. They said all they want to know is you're coming in. In fact, we know some really good friends of ours that tipped us to the place, yeah, that work at the airport. And they said what they would do is if they think they're going tomorrow after work, call today and say, hey, there's six. It's got to be six or more, over five.
Right.
And said, hey, there's seven, eight of a six, whatever, coming tomorrow night. We're just letting you know. Boom. They get like all kinds of deals.
And then, you also specify if you're going to be eating or drinking, because
yep,
they'll cut you different deals.
But how cool is that? Get at least 10 people. It's half off.
That's an awesome deal.
That's like bringing, you can bring five of your friends, five people you don't even like, and you don't even have to pay for them. It's like they're free. You know what I mean? Bring five people you don't like, you're not paying for them anyway. It's really a good deal. That's a smoking deal. And if it's over six, just call a day ahead of time. That's a great deal. I'm thinking going, and we talked to the bartender about it. She said people going to pick people up and people coming from the airport. It's a really good spot.
Yeah,
it's right there.
To meet, waiting for the plane to come.
I think it'd be good if you got a friend coming into town. Hey, let's all meet at BJ's. Your flight lands at 4. Let's all meet at BJ's at 5.
Yeah, catch a cab to BJ's.
And we'll all hang there. We'll call ahead of time and we'll get a deal. I think it's great.
It's a great place.
Yeah,
BJ. Would you give that one?
I don't know if this has ever been said before, but I think BJ's are a great thing.
I think it has been said before.
I don't know if it's ever been said. I don't know if that's. I
give BJ's a 9.
Right. Okay, no. I don't know if anybody's ever said that before, but I'm thinking BJ's. I'm saying thumbs up.
Thumbs up to BJ's.
Yes.
All right.
So that was it. On 1 to 10. I'm going 9 on this because I mean, really, I will do this again. We'll do it often.
What kind of music is there?
By the way. Oh my God! Walked in.
We forgot about that.
It was awesome. It's all. You heard things you loved because you heard Crying Game.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard all the like the kind of girlish guy songs. But no, it was good. It was all 80s.
You don't normally hear. Internet radio, I think.
It was some of the best music I've heard.
Satellite radio.
Yeah, satellite radio. Because we heard "Girl, you'll be a woman soon."
Yes.
Which love Urge Overkill. A lot of that stuff. It was just really hip, really
good. Stuff you don't normally hear.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, hey, I love ZZ Top, but it wasn't ZZ Top. It was just, it was kind of the cooler stuff. But not, you know, a lot of 80s, a lot of.
Nice mix.
Absolutely. A 9. A 9.
A 9.
For
definitely
us, and you know how picky we are.
Check this place
we're
out.
Not really. We kind of like.
Oh, and let's see, they're going to have a new location opening up on Russell and Valley View.
Which is also, right by us.
That's coming soon.
That's closer. Well, this is actually really close to us, too. I'm sold. I think it's freaking awesome, BJ's.
Cool.
Okay, so let's run down. Bikini Bar, what do I say, a 6? 7. Did I say 7?
You said a 7. I said 6.5.
Oh, okay. And then we're giving this a 9.
2 9s.
So far, Bikinis and BJ's are okay with us.
Yes.
And summer's coming. So, that's it. That was our event. That was this weekend. We did more this weekend, but we can't go anymore because it's just, we're going to save it because we got some good stuff
to talk
about.
Yeah, we can't overload you guys.
Right. Can't over, not too many loads here with the BJs. And the,
just okay. One load.
So, speaking of adventures, let's move on to the next portion of the show.
Oh, hey, bartender adventure?
That would be it. Hey, bartender. I love that song because it sounds drunk. I mean, if any song would sound drunk, it's Pete Fountain, who I love the Pete Fountain.
Oh, and man, this milky thing's getting pretty strong.
Yeah, I haven't had dinner, so if I'm holding on like this, it's because I'm trying not to, the ship's moving.
Hang on tight.
By the way, I'm reading a Michael Crichton pirate book that's awesome, Pirate Latitudes. You know Michael Crichton died? I didn't know that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and his last book was Pirate Latitudes. I'm reading it. Awesome.
When did he die? A
couple years ago.
Oh.
Anyway.
Way to bring the show down.
Well, no, I'm saying his last book is awesome. Awesome. I think we had a... Before we get into our adventure, do we have a chat room? Ism?
We do. Oh. Beef.
Beef.
Which is what's for dinner now.
By the way, I did sign up for the Eat Meat on PETA Day on March.
I saw that.
Yeah, in March. So.
All right, what's the line? I'm not a
vegetarian?
I'm not a vegetarian because I hate, oh crap.
Oh!
What is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a great line.
No.
I'm not a meat eater because I hate vegetables. I'm a meat eater because I hate cows.
Oh, that's good.
That's it.
See, I always do the, when someone goes, they're a vegetarian, I always say, for every animal you don't eat, I eat three.
And that's why I am a fat ass. Okay. So beef, which does a body good, has a question. He wants to know, what's your favorite Fremont East bar?
Oh, okay. You know what? Now, this is a trick question that I don't have an answer to because there's a couple new ones that we haven't been to. So far, I love. Well, we love some downtown cocktail room. I don't know if that's considered East. It is because it's outside of the thing. Not a huge fan of Beauty Bar at all. Even though we've had an okay time there, Griffin, we've had a better time at.
You can't really hang too much. I don't know.
Yeah, downtown, though, is by far the best. Now, there's a place opening up. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I don't know anything about this. In fact, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I saw it. I saw the press release. I sent them an email going, you know, we're getting in first night because it's called Insert Coin. It's an all vintage video game bar.
Wow.
It's like the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is over by us, but it's all video games, even modern. They're going to have all the consoles, Xboxes, everything, in a bar. And that's a Fremont East place. It's supposed to open in a couple months. It's called Insert Coin. I saw it, just absolutely lost my mind. I wrote him, I said, I want to work there. I will work at your bar.
Have you been to Griffin?
I will work at your bar. I will promote your bar on our show and work at your bar.
Have you been to Griffin?
Yes, yeah. We love the Griffin. The Griffin can get a little packed, but it's a fun place, though. No food, no gaming, but man,
great ambiance.
Downtown is still my favorite Fremont East place. They opened a few more. We talked about Atomic, which we hadn't been to, and now it's closed.
Gone.
But downtown. They opened like two more, just opened the last couple weeks.
It's also that, Country Saloon is cool too.
I don't think that's East, though. That's still on Fremont, yeah. I like that, the Mickey Finn's area. But yeah, I'm a downtown cocktail room. Love it. Check this out.
Okay, we have our first adventure.
You're a reader, so I'll let you read this. I read it and was like flabbergasted.
Would you like to read it?
No, because I will mess it up.
I might not read so good after this drink.
So good.
So good.
I'm just going to listen.
It's the story time. Dear David and Alicia, I wanted to check out Cosmo. Anyway, your suggestion in episode 14 ensured it. However, it was your advice on ordering a blood and sand that has me in debt to you. Either I owe you a round of drinks or I could tattoo pub crawl on my forehead. I like that. Do that.
I don't know. Round of drinks will work.
Okay. We went to Combsaw Bar at Cosmo, ordered a blood and sand, and they had not heard of it. The bartender asked the manager, who had heard of it. Okay. So we chatted with the bartenders, Mel, that we got the drink idea from pub crawl. I ordered something else off their drink menu, something with scotch, honey, cream, and nutmeg, and it was delicious.
Wow.
A few minutes later, she presented me with a blood and sand on the house. Very nice.
Love the
very Cosmo.
Very Cosmo-esque.
Cosmo-esque. We talked drinks, and Sally, my less adventurous partner, ordered two glasses of wine. I ordered two drinks, and we ended up with another five complimentary drinks.
Wait, five complimentary drinks. Yeah. Thanks to who? Pub Crawl! Woo! Actually, not really. Thanks to Cosmo.
Thanks to Cosmo. Know, yeah. He said, I didn't ask for anything free. By the way, these are all $18 drinks.
Wow.
I gave the bartender what I hope to be a very generous tip, and as mentioned earlier, we owe the Ivies a couple of drinks. We enjoy your show. Typically, this is a Friday after work with bottles of wine while researching and planning our next Vegas adventure. That's from Jim and Sally. So,
wow, thank you,
awesome
Jim
adventure.
And Sally.
Awesome adventure, thank you.
Yes. Next time you're out, we'll meet you at Cosmo and have a couple cocktails.
Yeah, awesome.
Wow, that's a great adventure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to send us an adventure, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com is how you would send that adventure to us. And we'll read it on the air. If it's good. That was good.
That was a very good one.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I love success stories.
I know.
It works.
It'd be so bad if they went there and was like, you have a blood and sand? No, get out. And they just, you know.
No.
No, we don't. So, It doesn't happen in Las Vegas, but it does happen on our show.
It does.
It's a little thing we like to not call, but we have to call it.
Last call.
Last call. Have you noticed, ever noticed the fly sound that I put in that? That's what's my kind of funny.
I love it. That's my favorite part, and the little popcorn on the ground.
The popcorn on the ground, but the fly. It's funny, I forgot about the fly. That looked like a floor of a bar that I could mention, but I don't want to because I like the bar. But that's looks that it's that.
Maybe you would give homage bar, to that bar.
There's a bar that we've sang karaoke. I've sang karaoke at a bar that looked that was the floor of. And someone goes, or however.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's inside baseball. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is where you find out how not to get thrown out, throw up, knocked out, knocked up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas.
Yay!
Attention rum lovers. Man, this is another Alicia tip. We found a place. Okay. I'm gonna get serious here for a second.
You gonna put your reading glasses on?
Yes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. There's a place in town. Can't see crap. Okay, there's a place in town called Town Square.
Yes.
You've heard us mention it. We've mentioned it many a time. I swear to God, every city in the world should have a Town Square, and there's no reason you couldn't. There's no gaming. It's not open 24 hours a day. Why doesn't every city have a Town Square? Town Square. In Vegas, which is on the Strip, just at sunset. So it's right below the airport. In fact, when the airplanes take off over the Strip, they're taking off right over Town Square. Town Square has Miller's that we mentioned last week. It has Blue Martini that we've mentioned millions of times. It has a Yard House, Lolita's, Johnny Maguire's. There's a place that Slash is buying that's going to turn into a douche bar. There's Cadillac Ranch. These are all bars. And we have our Rave Motion Theater in there. We have Sunglass Hut, where I got some glasses. This is the greatest mall. English Laundry, for damn sake, is in this mall. This mall is an outdoor mall with a park. They play movies outside in the summertime. It is literally, besides the Strip, one of the best things about Las Vegas is this particular mall. It's amazing. Parking is fantastic. They have a Guitar Center. They have a Guitar Center. They have a Fry's Electronics. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. But they also have, and they've always had it, and we've never walked in there, a Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to do a full review of Tommy Bahama because we walked in there, and you know their shirts are like $400? Literally $400.
I thought they were just a clothing line.
They had a pair of shorts, and you're like, well, is this the short and the belt? I mean, well, even if it is, it's $295. Oh, by the way, that's just the shorts. The belt's $89.
It's way overpriced.
It was like, what? But next to this overpriced store, which I don't really care for the stuff, is a bar and restaurant.
Yes.
Take it away.
Well, again, it's not a full review, but the tip is, for all you rum lovers out there, they claim to have the largest collection of rums right now. They have 178, and they were claiming that they're actually beat Frankie's Tiki Room for having largest collection.
But we know a few people at Frankie's Tiki Room.
But I called Frankie's and asked them, and they said about 180.
So we're within two bottles of rum.
Within two bottles. But if you do love rum, it's a great place to go and check out. Right. Check out Tommy Bahama's. And
great happy hour. They've got.
They might have that rum you've always been looking for.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm not that big on rum, but I mean, if it's that one rum that you're looking for,
and
chances
if you're,
are.
If you're an aficionado, you may find that bottle.
If you're aficionado.
Yes.
did you know that Town Square is in bankruptcy right now?
No way.
I heard that, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah, we talked about it on our show.
Really?
It was also talked about on Getting Real.
Yep. It's strange because, I mean, there's always people. It's not like, the district in Green Valley, which is kind of similar, is a ghost town. Town Square is always packed.
That makes me sad.
It does. Well, it ain't going to go anywhere, though.
They're going to be all right. It's run by the same people who did Fountain Blue.
Oh, well, there's why.
Yep.
Fountain Blue, if you don't know, is a big monstrosity right across the street. It's empty.
Yes.
That was our tip. That was our show.
That was a great show.
I think it was one of our better. Now,
I hope you guys
liked
it too.
I don't know if it's just me, but you rule on this show.
So do you.
Oh. There were three shots in that. There were three shots in that drink, and I had that dinner. You were eating like a horse, and I didn't have dinner. Yeah. I don't know how horse eats. Anyway, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. If you want to get a hold of us, send us your adventures, you know, challenges, tips, whatever you want, questions. Twitter, we're the LV Locals,
yes,
because we're locals of LV. LV stands for Las Vegas.
thank you to the live chat.
Thank you, live chat.
Thank you to our live studio audience.
The live studio audience, you. Also, next week is going to be what might be one of the most bizarre things you've ever seen on the internet. Now, that's a bold statement.
Quite possibly.
But it's going to be a strange episode next week.
It's going to be a great show.
I'm already looking forward to it. You got to watch next week's episode. It's going to be outrageous. Outrageous. Pub crawler, just you to drink responsibly. And remember, we may leave crap out, but we don't make crap up.
Heck no.
Till next week. Cheers!